Today I want to continue looking at the Simanim of the Seder, the Mar or the Korech and the Shulchan Orech. Again, because we've got limited time, not able to deal with each one exhaustively, but just to flag up a few points about each one of them. So as far as the Maror is concerned, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Kaf Amud Aleph, says that nowadays Maror is Durabanan. Why is that so? Because the Pasuk says, Al-Matzotim Rorim Yochluhu, the Korban Pesach should be eaten together with Matzah and Maror. And there's no separate Pasuk telling us that Maror has to be eaten by itself. So we see that eating Maror is part of the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. If there's no Korban Pesach in Midoraita, there's no mitzvah to eat Maror. And therefore, it's only Drabanan. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafai and Hei Se'if Aleph says that you should take Kazayat of Maror, but seeing as it's Drabanan, then one can be a little bit more lenient about the definition of a Kazayat for Matzah, which is Doraita. We want to be absolutely sure that we're following as many Deos as possible, at least in the Rishonim, about what a Kazayat is. With the Maror, certainly if we find it difficult to eat the Maror, we can be a bit more lenient. In actual fact, there's a question as to why one needs to have a kazayat of maror. The Rosh in Perek Avei Pesachim Sim Kafhei, he says that really you don't need to have a kazayat of maror. It's only because of the bracha that you need to have a kazayat. You only say a bracha, but if seeing as you're saying a bracha of Hashem Yishalem Mitzvotav Tzionu Al Achilat Maror, there's no such thing as eating less than a kazayat. And seeing as you said the bracha, you need to eat a kazayat. According to this, in actual fact, it might be that if you've got several people at the table, one person says the bracha and everybody else says amen, so in actual fact they might not need to eat a kazayat according to the Rosh. In any event, the Shai Gazariah in Simon Kuf, he asks the Kasha against this and says, how can it be that the Rosh is saying that there's no mitzvah of eating maror by itself and it's only because of the bracha? So Reb Chaim Brisker brought in the Haggadah Beit HaLevi. He explains that essentially there is really no mitzvah of eating maror, and maror just needs to accompany the Korban Pesach. You need to eat a kazayat of the Korban Pesach, and he actually says you need to have together the matzah and the maror that goes with it needs to be a kazayat. And the matzah actually needs to be a kazayat itself because of the independent pasuk. But as far as the Korban Pesach is concerned, you could have half a kazayat of matzah and half a kazayat of maror. It's tertiary to the Korban Pesach, and therefore there's no din of achila of maror by itself under any circumstances. Moving on to, and the maror is of course dipped in the charoset, and also we eat it not leaning because it's a sign of afterwards. Moving on to the korech, so the Shulchan Aruch says you take the third matzah and you break it and you bind it together with the maror, you make a sandwich out of it. The Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Set Tetzain, and other Achronim say that you need a kazayat of the matzah and a kazayat of the maror. The Shulchan Aruch says that you dip it in charoset. The Rama says that in actual fact you don't dip it in the charoset. The Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Tet, he says that the conclusion of the Achronim is that you should dip it in the charoset. But when we come makom heki denaug naug, at the end of the day, you know, different minhagim and whatever is your minhag, that is valid. Well, usually people take the maror, and we know this is called the Hillel sandwich. So you take a piece of matzah, put some lettuce or horseradish on top of it, and then put another piece of matzah on top to make it into a sandwich. Of course, this is always very, very messy. As soon as you bite into it, it starts crumbling everywhere. I had an idea some years ago to actually do a reverse sandwich. I didn't see that it said anywhere that you have to make a sandwich as we understand the sandwich. So what I did was I broke up the matzah, put it in the middle, and wrapped the lettuce around it, and ate it that way, and it's much neater and much tidier. I then found in the Sefer Chinuch in Kaf Aleph that he says, Dav korchin mimenu al gabi matzah of Auckland. You wrap the maror around the matzah and eat it that way. Of course, you can't do that with horseradish, but with lettuce you can. So the question is whether it's a sandwich, or we call it Hillel sandwich, but maybe now we could call it Roslar's wrap. In any event, the Shulchan Aruch says that you say Zeicha leMikdash keHillel, that we're eating it like this to commemorate how Hillel ate it in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, v'ochlan, and then you eat it. Also makes the observation that when you said the bracha of Al Achilat Matzah, you shouldn't speak unnecessarily until you finished eating the korech, because the bracha of al-achilat matzah is going on also the matzah of the korech. The Bi'ur Halacha raises a question and says that the Hezekel HaMikdash Kehillel is actually an unnecessary interruption and should be said correctly after eating the Hillel sandwich. And he says he hasn't found in any of the earlier sources that say that it needs to be said at all, so certainly to say it afterwards. What about the Shulchan Orech, the meal, which is, of course, an integral part of the Leil HaSeder? So there are two important dinim to flag up, which appear in Siman Taf Ayin Vav. The Rama says that you shouldn't eat or drink too much. Why is this? So that when it comes to eating the Afikoman, you've still got some appetite to eat the Afikoman. The Afikoman should be eaten Al HaSova when you're full, but not as Achila Gasa, not in such a way that you don't want to eat it. So you've got to get the balance right and don't eat too much, that when you look at that piece of matzah for the Afikoman, you're really not interested in eating it. The Mechaber discusses the question of tzli, of eating roasted meat on Pesach night, and says in places where it's the minhag to eat it, then we eat it, and places where it's the minhag not to, then you don't eat it. The Magen Avraham is Sivkat HaNalach, and also the Mishnah Berurah is Sivkat HaNalach, and other Achronim say that where we are, the minhag is that we don't eat roast meat on Seder night. We don't want it to become confused with the Korban Pesach and people to think that they're eating the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that even tzli keder, meaning even if it's roasted in a dish with a lid on, so it's now basting in its own juices, and it's not roasted on an open flame, nevertheless, it's still regarded as tzli, and one shouldn't eat it on Seder night because of Marita. In the Aruch HaShulchan, in Sif Bet, he disagrees and says you can have chicken cooked like that. He says, lo yadati la, or chicken or meat, whatever, cooked like that. Lo yadati lama lanu lahachmi b'minhag ha'ba'am. It's just a minhag not to eat it, so, you know, we really don't need to be so worried about it. But certainly if you're making a casserole or something like that, and you're putting the meat in a pot and then pouring some juices over it, or some wine or some water, whatever, then putting the lid on and putting it in the oven, you might call it roast chicken, but in actual fact it's not even tzli keder, it's roasted in juices, and that would definitely be permissible. Ad kan.